Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Dalid. Here we'll talk about three opinions on what happens if you have branches overhanging a public street. Mishnah says, Ilan Shehu Noteya L'Rishut HaRabim. If you have branches that are overhanging a public street, branches of a tree overhanging the street, Kotzetz Kedesh Sheyehe HaGamal Over V'Rochbo. We cut down those branches, we trim them enough so that a camel and the rider that's sitting on it, which is the tallest type of thing that would pass through the street, in order so that they could pass through. Once we trim that back, it may grow back a little bit more, but we'll continuously trim it so that a camel and a driver could fit through. This is the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gamal Ta'un Pishtan, or Havile Zemorot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to trim it back all the way that much where a camel plus its driver have to pass through. Rather, we have to only trim it back enough so that if a camel was passing through and he had bundles of flax or twigs on its back, that would be able to pass through. We don't have to clear it to that super high level of a camel and its rider, because a rider has the simple ability just to duck. He could duck between those branches. So therefore, we could simply trim it enough for a camel and the bundle that it's carrying to pass through. Rabbi Shimon made a third opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Kol ha'ilan keneged ha'mishkolot mipenei ha'tum'ah. Says Rabbi Shimon, every tree that overhangs a public domain, all the branches you cut back along the mishkolot, the plumb line, like we said earlier, that's basically anything overhanging the street at all is cut back all the way to the sidewalk, to the boundary. And the reason is tum'ah. Rabbi Shimon is nervous that if you have branches overhanging the street, they halachically could become a ohel, a roof. And if they're overhanging a source of tum'ah, let's say there's a corpse, a baby bird that is dead in the street, and overhanging right on top of that bird are these branches. So there's an ohel on top of a corpse. And then let's say somebody rides under that, passes through the street under that branch, then there's a roof over them and there's a source of tum'ah under them, and therefore he's going to become tameh without knowing it. So Rabbi Shimon says, to make sure that people don't become tameh without knowing it, all branches that overhang a public domain have to be trimmed back. Doesn't matter their height. It all becomes irrelevant. We have to fully trim it back all the way to the property line.